Rana here. We just wanted to say that this episode was recorded before the devastating collapse of that building in Miami. And in many ways, this episode includes a little love letter and a lot of love for the city of Miami. But we wanted to explain why we hadn't mentioned it because of the timing. And of course, send our love and our thoughts to everyone who was affected by that horrible, horrible, devastating collapse. So kiss, kiss, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay.
Okay, Rana.
Okay.
Okay, you know how they say okay, boomer? I'm going to say okay, Rana, except it's not going to be a diss. It's going to be like, okay, Rana.
Or okay, Ronner, because they say boomer.
That's true. Okay, Ronner. But that means you're doing it right, not that you're out of touch.
Yeah, that's right. That's the boomer you want to be.
Exact. Ronner is the boomer you want to be. It's
Rana Glickman, the boomer you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Dia, I have a couple things to say.
I can't wait.
In fact, my Negrana, it's flying off the shelves. I'm overjoyed by it, but I'm maybe we'll just put an ad at the beginning of this episode to cover everything that has to do with that, because it's okay. Too fabulous.
What do you think I put about in my smoothie today?
Negroni?
Yeah.
Negroni?
It's the base, because usually I use water. Usually I use water, but this time I thought, like,
you need a little something extra.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's delicious.
I would love to talk about my Negrana. I would love to talk about the coffee. I'd love to talk about how my Negrana comes with free shipping. Ah, Negrana, I really should say.
You know what, though? Really, it's yours.
With free shipping and tax included, excuse me.
Yes.
For people that are concerned about the price point. Do you have any idea how it is to, have you ever tried to ship a bottle of wine?
Yeah, I have only one, a couple times on wine.com or something. Yeah.
Very expensive. So we factored it all in. And this is 750 milliliters. So I don't know how big a drink people drink, but it's somewhere between 6 and 2 drinks, depending on how many you drink.
Correct. And it's all alcohol. It's Campari, gin, and vermouth.
Well, yeah. Campari's a brand name, Brian. We don't talk about Campari, but yeah.
Oh, sorry.
It's a bitter. It's a bitter.
A bitter.
Yeah.
A bitter, a gin, and a... Is the other thing a brand? Vermouth's not a brand, right? No, that's just...
No, vermouth is just a sort of thing. But anyway, we don't have time to talk about that. We don't have time to talk about how gorgeous these Pride stickers are that are coming with the coffee, and that the coffee's $3 off if you subscribe, of course.
No, we don't have to...
And you can cancel at any time. It's a follow-up palooza today.
It is. But just so everyone knows, Negrana.com, AskRanaCoffee.com.
Correct.
All of those things and more.
Correct.
Well, really not more. Those things.
Well, a little more with the Negrana, but until...
That's true.
Yeah. There's a few things hiding in those... we have things coming up. Little, as I said, lanyaps coming up. Excuse me.
That's right.
We have a follow-up palooza. And I think you should start the reading. But we've got to get to these because they're so... It's incredible. People have been so incredible with the follow-ups lately, I have to say.
It's a big day of FUs follow-ups.
It is. It is. Yeah.
Okay. Now, this
like
first...
That.
Thanks. We got a lot of FUs today.
A lot of FU. I like that. I think we're going to call them FUs from now on.
Why wouldn't we?
I think that's fun.
I think that's great. Do you get it, though, because of, like... F-U-C-K-Y-O-U is sort of the pun. So you do. Okay.
These are the moments.
I just wasn't sure.
These are the, you know, if the pandemic hasn't made me question my existence, then those are the moments. Those are the
fair
moments.
Enough. But you know, Rana, that's when I forget, oh, she's not a boomer. She's a Ronner.
Rana. Okay, Ronner. Yeah,
exactly. Okay. So this follow-up was, we answered it on Lucia's episode, the episode we did with Lucia and Yellow, famously from Hacks and Babysitter's Club.
Yeah.
And this was the question about the sexless girlfriend who's now supposed to be friends with the new girlfriend. Do you remember this?
Yes, of course I remember this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So here's the follow-up.
Yeah.
Dear Ronner and Brian, Thank you for taking the time to answer my question. You are both so good. Oh. Every insight and speculation was right on point.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me, F you. I've been on the hunt for a new therapist, but the last year has thrown a wrench on in-person sessions. Excuses,
yeah.
Excuses.
Oh, thanks for the news. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm sure.
I love when they give us an update on what's going on with the pandemic. I love that. Yeah.
Me too. Because of the pandemic, I have the in-person sessions. You know what? Fair enough. And by the way, that was all wrapped up in a compliment of you guys are so amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
No, well, people are never safe with us. I mean, that's just
no,
truth.
That's true.
Whatever you send to us, you've sent it. So you've asked for it. And sometimes it goes great and sometimes it doesn't.
I mean, it just doesn't.
Yeah.
In any event, I've clearly needed the unbiased confirmation that this is a sad, one-sided relationship with a self-centered punk. Mm. I actually laughed out loud when Ronna sighed, yeah, it's a sad story. That's all that needs to be said. To answer Lucia's question, he's in the wine industry and meets all these women through his work travels, which is another reason he's not to be trusted, even though now he's technically a colleague of Ronna's.
That's true. I'm in the liquor business.
You're in the liquor business.
Yeah, that's true. I don't think there's anything wrong with him. As a fellow liquor business person,
yeah,
I'm probably on his side.
Do you see yourself constantly meeting people and giving out numbers and that
Me?
Sort of thing?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, I do think that once we get back to having all those big tasting dinners, and I'm sure it's Mr. Cleveland's going to have something to be concerned about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Thank you again for your time and insights. XX. Anonymous. P.S. I binged Hacks and it's fantastic.
Oh, it sure is.
I watched Designing Women with my mom, a true Julia sugar breaker. And Charlene was it Charlene or Charlene? I can't remember.
I think Charlene. We say Charlene. Yeah.
Charlene was my favorite. Seeing Jean Smart having a career defining role this far into her tenure is just awesome. Couldn't agree more.
It truly is. And the show did not, I know I'm biased. I said I already loved it, but the show did not disappoint from start to finish.
No way. It's a brilliant show. And by the way, more and more and more people kept talking about it and became addicted to it.
Yeah. Everywhere I go, people are still talking about it.
Truly, everywhere I go.
Oh, you know what I'm watching? I say, you know what? Please.
You know what?
Yeah. I have a direct line to Hollywood. I was watching all of this before. I probably told you and you're telling me back now.
Yeah, because you got like a sneak preview of it and everything.
Please.
Yeah. Come on. So this next FU is from the woman asking about the age gap and her relationship, which we answered with Jason
Mantzoukas, who I was socializing with just last night.
Are you serious?
He was in town in Nahant visiting his family, and we had a little socially distanced beverage together.
Rana.
And he made a real point to tell me how terrific he thinks you are. And how terrific he thinks we are together.
Well, he could have said it in person. I'm a hot skip and a jump away.
Well, you know, it's still that's a whole hop, skip, and jump he'd have to go to say it.
Okay. Well, you know what? You can deliver.
I thought you froze.
I mean, I did, but not technically.
No, I guess. You're physically. Pretty good freezer, though. You didn't even blink.
No, I mean, I don't care. I think Jason's so good and so cute. And, you know, everyone deserves like an hour or two with you. And like, that's good for him.
He thinks you are terrific. He said, I didn't know Brian that well previously. Mm-hmm. And I just think he's terrific.
Yeah. We have something in common. So anyway, should we move on?
That you both think you are terrific?
Well, I mean, like that's one common interest, you know?
What's another? House painting?
No, God, no. We both had a drink with you.
Yeah.
You know, I have to be honest, Rana, he just really, I think him giving me a compliment is sort of a foot in the door with you. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to chop that foot off.
Oh, that's too bad. Cause he was talking about wanting to do a solo episode with you. Well,
I would
on my break.
No, that would be fine for me. Cause then it would be my show. I just don't want him doing an episode with you.
The only thing you'd have to worry about is if it became Ask Jason and Brian instead of Ask Brian and Jason. But I'll let you sort that out. Are you still there?
Yeah, I didn't freeze. Okay, should I read this follow-up very quickly?
You should.
So, Rana, this one is the woman who is asking about the age gap in her relationship.
Yes, yes, dear, yes. Okay.
Oh, yeah, okay, you know.
Yeah.
Hello. I was really surprised to hear you read my question this week and had to fight back tears listening to it at work.
Oh.
I appreciate your advice and sympathy so much. I actually cut off the guy between sending this in and your answer just to get some space and get over our differences and what we were looking for in our relationship. Your views helped me look at the situation from an outside perspective in a way that was so helpful in me understanding and accepting it. It made me feel like taking space was the right thing to do. And as Rana said, realized that he isn't necessarily my best friend. Mm-hmm. On a lighter note, you really made my day reading my email. And I was in disbelief getting the wise words of Rana and Brian, as well as the legendary Jason Mantzoukas. You guys are so well connected socially and have the creme de la creme of guests.
It's true. We would, as I said, we were just socializing.
What did you drink?
Negronis, of course.
Did you like it?
Pre-release Negronis, pardon me. Did he like it? Is he walking this planet and breathing? He loved it.
Well, I don't know. With someone with tastes like that, you just don't know.
Keep going.
And I was truly surprised and honored to be chosen for the gift of the week, on top of the gift of hearing your thoughts and advice. I am moving soon, which is another stress I've been dealing with, and will look forward to cleansing my space and life with the candle. I love your focus on scent and so many of your gifts to remind people of your advice, as smell is such an important and uniquely strong way to bring back memory and provide comfort.
Excuse
so many
me.
Thanks. Don't use my name.
What a wonderful follow-up.
Very sweet.
I love what she said at the end. That sounded very, you know, made us sound very, very high end, I think. Yeah.
Rana, I'm saving the best for last.
Oh, no.
Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
This one's about the woman who is pining for that postman.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Let's see what she says.
Wow.
Dearest Ron
right,
and Brian.
This is
I know.
Exciting.
This is exciting. Dear Ron and Brian. Dearest Ron and Brian. Oh my goodness. I was so shocked and thrilled to literally wake up to the news that you chose to read my question about the handsome postman. You truly made my day and I can't stop smiling. The advice was delightful, hilarious, and much appreciated. The pure joy of hearing you both discuss my question was gift enough, but being chosen as the winner and possibly having to sign for the package are the cherry on top. Mm. And I really enjoyed the fact that it was just you two sans guest. It made it extra special.
That was just last week that we read this. Yeah.
She's a real listener.
Yeah.
I still can't believe it and can't thank you enough. Also very nervous about potentially seeing him that up close and personal.
Okay.
For Rana's request, here are photos of me. The first is when I work from home, drawing. I'm a professional tattoo artist in my own private studio, hence all the piercings. She's really, really nice looking. Should I not say something like that?
I don't know why anybody would hate hearing that about themselves.
I hope you're not too disappointed in me, Rana. She meant about the piercings and the tattoos.
Yeah.
The second photo is what I look like for work or going to dinner. She is, I have to say, this is going to work out well. Going to dinner when I put myself together. Unfortunately, I don't have photos of the postman to share, but yes, he does wear shorts and has fantastic shoulder-length dark hair.
Oh, dear. Okay. Excuse me. Thank you.
They're like in Portland or something, maybe.
Yeah.
Thank you again for the joy, wisdom, and laughs. You two really are the best. And she signed it with three hearts.
And she
sent adorable.
Us two pictures of herself.
Yeah.
And she's absolutely adorable. But there's zero question in my mind that she really kicks it up a notch when she puts a little makeup on. So if that's what she's trying to do is kick it up a notch. From the pictures that I'm seeing, I love her makeup. I would probably just take the lashes down a little bit for daytime.
Rana!
What? I said I was going to give her a makeup consult, remember?
Oh, you did. That's right. You did. So this is fair.
So she wrote in. This is fair game. She looks absolutely adorable in both pictures.
She really does, yeah.
But if she's going to do her makeup for day, I just think she should take it down a little bit in the lashes. And that way, when they go out for their date, she can kick up the lashes a little bit.
Oh, I see.
So she has a little more drama at night. And she doesn't look like she tried too hard, but she just looks like she tried just hard enough. And I'll say this, Glossier, if you know that brand, makes a terrific mascara for just daytime, the type that sort of separates each lash and just gives you that eye-opening look without, and you can, of course, layer it if you need to, but it just gives you a clean eye-opening look. And I can't wait to see where this goes.
Sure. Congratulations. Yeah. I mean, I don't know what I'm congratulating you on, but just this is
keep
exciting.
Us posted.
Yeah. And Bronna, okay. We got a few reviews. I don't know.
Let's read these. And then we've got to get to a terrific guest that we have
absolutely.
Today.
Absolutely. She's fantastic. This is from Joy123, and the headline is Voices in My Head. I truly can't get enough of Ron and Brian's honest and authentic commentary. I'm a therapist, and oftentimes what Ron and Brian say is what I wish I could say to my clients in a session.
Oh.
How I dream of telling my clients to skip every single detail of a story and get on with it.
Most therapists must think that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this person says, we don't need to know what kind of chair you were sitting in during the conversation. How I wish I could tell a client the relationship won't work out because he is just 29.
Oh, dear.
Thank you for
so
making
true.
Me, and I'm sure so many others, feel seen, validated, accepted for all of the thoughts we think, no matter how hard or easy they are.
What a nice review. Thank
Very
you.
Very nice.
From a professional, excuse me.
Totally.
Yeah.
Soccer Boy 1993 says, the class your mother warned you about. Ron and Brian are a treasured component of my Tuesday and Friday mornings, long car rides with my boyfriend during the pandemic, and endless text convos between me and my best friends. It's been a hectic year, excuse me.
Yeah.
And they've been a constant source of connection and community that we've all needed in our lives, even if we didn't quite know it. Hmm. I am quite eager for my upcoming 4th of July celebration with all the friends I've not seen in far too long. Needless to say, it won't be complete without some ice cold Negronas to enlighten us.
Trademark.
That's right. And a pot of Shades of Vanilla trademark to sober us up for dinner. XOXO Jack.
Fabulous. See, that's somebody who gets it.
They get it.
Yeah. Tax and shipping included.
Correct. This guy over here, 12484, says 5 stars, no question. Ron's assessment on men in their 20s, especially late 20s, is spot on and has validated my frustrations on so many levels. This podcast has something for everyone. Ronna and Brian have never been better. Kiss, kiss.
Ah. What wonderful reviews.
Write, review, rate, subscribe on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It helps the show out so much, and it only takes a second of your time. So do it.
2 seconds. Five stars only. Subscribe. Excuse me. Dia, we've got to get to our fabulous guest today.
Let's do it.
Raisa Lisea, I believe. Is that right? Did I
Correct.
Say it right?
Yeah. Got it exactly
She's
right.
so cute, and She's people know her from... She does it doing a million things and having an incredible
Always.
Year.
Always.
So
right.
let's get there, and let's see what she's up to, because I know she's going to bring us a little bit of carriage house energy. I can't wait.
Ronna, don't worry. I'll get there.
You know... I don't know what it is. I really don't lately. I feel like you're using the podcast as an advertisement.
About my sex life?
Yeah, I do.
That's true. I mean, the lobsterman's gone.
I do feel that you've let people know that you're available on more than one occasion.
I'm just saying that in case anyone wants to know, my
And you've
fingers,
been really, yeah, you've been really working that collar.
Twirling your hoodie. That's right. Very, very coquettish.
Too bad they don't have sauna privileges for this.
If you had sauna privileges, you would be with that man from Bulgari, who we'll talk about later. He'd be all over me.
Twirls galore. All right, yeah, here we go. Attention Carriage House members, Ronna here to tell you all about Anchor.fm. Anchor is the fabulous app that we use to create our podcast. And let me tell you something, you can use it to create a podcast of your own. It's totally free. They have these terrific creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer, if you're that sort of person. I have a staff, excuse me. And now you can even add any song from Spotify directly to your episodes, which is pretty fabulous. The possibilities are totally endless. So download the free Anchor app now or go to anchor.fm to get started today. Kiss, kiss. Brian.
Ronna, this guest today is so funny, so full of life and energy. And she invited me to do a show of hers once, and I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk like you right now. This is something Ronna would say. She does that Spanish Aki podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That Spanish Aki.
That's exactly what Rhonda
would
say.
She's vivacious.
Yes.
She's adorable. So
plus, she's on Hacks, which we were just talking about.
Excuse me. We were just talking about Hacks. We just had Lucia on a couple weeks ago.
We did. Oh my gosh, we had Lucia, and now we have Raisa Licea.
That was good.
How did you feel about that? How did you feel about Brian's pronunciation?
Honestly, that was good. I like struggle every time someone's going to say it because I feel bad. I feel like we have a back and forth in practice and then usually they mess up. But I also do that to people when I practice with their names if I can't pronounce it. So
well,
I'm
if
like,
you don't pronounce Rhonda correctly today, we're going to hear about it. I mean, Rhonda, that's just Rhonda.
Either way, they both sound nice to me.
I Latina by everything. It's
well,
like,
by the way, I learned Spanish before I learned English because my grandfather only spoke Arabic and Spanish because I'm Syrian.
Oh,
so I got it down pretty good. But then it's one of those things, I mean.
If you don't keep it up.
After he passed, it just sort of was like less of a reason for it. But yeah.
And what about your adorable J-Lo top knot that you're wearing today? Excuse me.
Thank you. I've been rocking the top messy bun my whole life, literally, because I did sports my whole life.
Yeah. Oh, what was your sport?
I'm wearing a sports bra. Like, that's all I wear, like I was telling you guys earlier. I did all the sports, like since like first grade, I think I started like, I did baseball. I was like the only girl in the all boy baseball
team.
Like, and then like in the whole league for boys and girls club, like I was that girl.
Yeah.
There's always the random one. That was me. And then I did cross country and track and basketball and softball as well and volleyball. But basketball is like my favorite. I love basketball.
So you were like a jock.
Yeah, I was a jock. I was like a silly jock, I would say, because I took it seriously, but then also like I love to like just play around on the court or like make people laugh because I'm just kind of like, it's high school. My teams were never that good. Like we were always just like trying to like just win one game sometimes.
Right.
But like, yeah, I'm like, so when I'm like, when we were just losing, I'm like, let's just have fun.
And where do you play anything now still for fun even?
I do. Right now I work out a lot. I've been doing two-a-days. So like I wake up and do Pilates.
What are you doing two-a-days
for? Wow.
I wanted to get back to like a little bit more fitter. I was doing CrossFit.
Okay.
But my shoulders and my knees are like just trash from
sports. Years of sports.
All my life. Like, I literally should have stopped at some point.
Yeah.
But me and my dad were like, no, right? Like, we just keep going and just like, it's fine. When you're older, it doesn't matter. And I'm like, struggling.
Yeah.
So I like injured myself and I just couldn't like really lift heavy. So I was like, okay, I need to like figure some other stuff out. And I feel like I lost some of my muscle as I was like just chilling and figuring it out.
Sure. So you're doing Pilates in the morning. What do you do in the afternoon?
I do like a private workout at this new place that I started going to. There's a couple like Latino actors that like I know that also work out there. And they're the ones I referred it. It's called Rise Fitness. It's in Mission Hill. So it's a little bit of a drive.
I've heard of that actually. Yeah.
It's great. It's like
But there was a Rise in West Hollywood at some point because it was near my, hair colorist when I'm in Los Angeles.
Oh.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
This place
that
is
one was like the ladder.
Yes. Do they do a ladder thing there or no? Is this more of a CrossFit like, sort of thing?
It's kind of like, so they do strength training and I do metabolic, which is like cardio. So like I work out 6 times a week there. And then, so I do two a days, Mondays through Friday. And then on Saturday mornings, I do just that gym.
Right.
But yeah, I'm like, I love working out. I eat a lot. I love food. So I'm like, I need to work out.
That's wonderful.
Good for you.
Now, I need to ask, are you named after Raisa Gorbachev?
You know, it's so funny because literally every time I tell someone that reference, nobody fucking gets it. Like in LA, like I swear I have said that so many times and nobody gets it. They're like,
and
who?
Are you?
Huh? No, I'm not. I'm not. But like my mom used to say that as a joke because like that's the only Raisa that was like famous or known or whatever.
Yeah,
And I was like, but I don't even really know about her, if I'm being honest. I just know that Gorbachev had like the birthmark on his head. That's
yes, she was Gorbachev's wife. She was very glamorous.
Yes.
She was an excellent first lady.
Ooh, I love
her. Was she really?
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she really was.
Yeah.
Was she
Russian? What was her background? Was she Russian?
Yeah, Russian, of course. I mean, I don't know what province of the USSR she was from, but she was sort of a perfect Russian first lady, and she had a terrific sort of Nancy Reagan coif of her own, a brunette version. And she always looked great. She always wore like a high mink collar or a mink hat. She really was an excellent ambassador for the brand.
My dad really wants to go to Syria. And so even now, and so we were looking up tours, what? Like good tours to go on. And the most famous one is called Soviet Tours. And I was like, I wouldn't recommend that one.
Yes.
I just don't know.
It's like an Airbnb experience.
Exactly. Find out how it works, because if you want to go to Israel, I think you have to go to Israel first.
Well,
because
no,
I
you
think
can't
they
have...
won't let you in. One way or the other, they won't let you in.
Well, so, I was going to say.
If you've been to Syria, right. I don't think they'll let you into Israel. But or if you've been to Israel, they won't let you into Syria.
It's
I don't
that.
Know which it is.
It's that. It's if you oh, have an is. Israeli stamp.
Then
on
you can't
anything.
Go to Syria.
You cannot go to Syria. My dad, when he went to Syria, to Israel, Rana, if we ever go together, they're going to, my dad was like, they gave me an incredibly hard time.
Yeah.
So just if we ever go together, you might just have to like, you know,
yeah,
plan
I'll
on
have
staying
to, well,
at the airport
I'll call
for a
the
while.
Embassy before. I'll call
yes. Wonderful.
They gave me a hard time in Cuba too. I'm like, and I'm
they
Cuban.
Did?
Like when I was coming back, they didn't want to let me back in. They thought I was like trying to like leave Cuba. And I was like,
when you came back to the States, you mean?
Yeah. And my, it was
wow.
just me and my
really?
Sister.
But you're an American citizen.
Exactly. My sister, like, I guess they thought it was fake. I don't know. And my sister is like, bro, do you hear her accent? She does not sound like she's been living on the island of Cuba.
Did you
forever.
Say burro?
Bro.
Oh, I heard bro, a burro. Oh, no. And I thought she was calling him a donkey.
No, burro, no.
I was like, maybe no, that would have given them some trouble. Right.
Yeah, I was like, yeah. That might have been the root of the problem. Calling a customs official a donkey might have been the issue.
I know. We say bro a lot in Miami and it like just comes out too naturally.
That's well, speaking- wild. Do you think they were just like being racist? Or what was their, what were they doing?
I don't
maybe
know.
Maybe there was a little counterfeiting going on at that time. Because when they opened the borders, I wonder, I mean, it's hard to get a handle on things when they first happen. And yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, but did you go during, right when it started, when it became open to America?
I went in 2017.
Okay.
Like in November of 2017.
Yeah.
And did you go from the States or did you have to go through like Mexico or something?
No, I went from Miami because you could just do a direct flight from there. But like now... Trump fucked it up. So like, I think it's like even harder now to go, even though like I'm a Cuban from like Miami, but yeah, like my family hasn't gone back there like since they left or World War
Was it a fascinating journey to take though? Did you enjoy the trip?
It was nice. I wish I stayed longer and like maybe like planned it out a little bit better. Yeah. But for my first time, it was really cool. I still talk to the guy that was our guía, Humberto Javier. He like he's like a sports journalist in Cuba, and like we stayed in touch like on WhatsApp, me, him, and my sister.
Cool.
Yeah, so like it's crazy because I'm like I have a friend in Cuba, and I never thought that would be a thing at this point in my life. I guess, but I definitely want to go back. I took some sand.
Also,
from
a sports
there.
Journalist, he must have been totally impressed with you.
Oh yeah, he thought it was. Right. No, he thought it was so exciting that like I like played basketball. I was like, I want to do.
Right.
I was like, I want to do a couple things when I'm in Cuba, but like these are like two of the top. And he was like, okay. And I was like, I want to like go do CrossFit or play like in a gym. He's like, okay, well, we don't have a gym. So like scratch that, but I'll find you some basketball courts. And I found some, but none of them had like nets or hoop or like the rims or anything. Yeah. And then he found the one like CrossFit place like that was there. And I got to work out. Yeah. So that was cool. But
That's
then the other thing I was like, okay, and I also want to go to a bruja and get like my cartas read, like my cards, my tarot cards read.
A witch and your cards. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm going to have to translate all the Spanglish because Brian isn't. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, I like, don't so think I need that. To. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
Really? We have an audience that's listening, Brian.
Well, they
it's
can
not
look
just
it up.
For you. It's not just for you. So, what did your cards say?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
was
I
it
can't
good?
Tell you, but
was it
I will
good?
Say
you can't tell us.
You're not supposed to say. When you
says
get your cards
who?
Read.
That's what she told
says
you.
Says her.
That's what they say. Yeah, the brujas. Yeah. When you get your cards read. And
that's how
like,
they keep the scam
keep going, right?
Yeah. Because they're telling everybody. They only have three stories. So they
but did it ring
don't
true
tell
for you?
Anyone.
Yeah.
Did it ring
it was
true
good, though.
For you?
She said some stuff. She said some stuff that like later I was like, and even before I was like, you don't even know me. You don't like, because they can't even like really check you out. Like look you up on like Instagram. Then the Wi-Fi there is different. You have to like buy a card and then go to like a Wi-Fi park to be able to get on the internet at all. It's not like,
because
it's a communist place. So like, you can't just like have it.
Right. It's all under control.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a wonderful trip.
Yeah, it was cool. It was very interesting. I definitely want to go back. I'm like already want to plan it, but then pandemic happened. So I was like,
fair enough.
Well, speaking of Miami, we have a question here. We're going to start with that question.
Oh, right. Okay. So
I will read this first question. And I think we're going to do three questions. And then at the end, what happens
and is. And a lie.
Three.
No, it's just and three questions.
It's just three questions. And then at the end, what happens is we decide who we have a feeling for that could use a little something, and we do a giveaway for that person.
Okay, cool.
Yes.
Dear respectably Rana. Now, this is ridiculous. It's already, there's already a mistake here.
We critique
I'd be
the
respectable,
letters
not res- I'd be respectable, not respectably. Dear True. Respectably Rana, beautiful Brian, and gorgeous guest. They got the last two right.
Oh, you're sweet.
I am screwed. Before our first date, the man who is now my husband told me his dream job was to join the Foreign Service. That passion to serve our country and move around the world excited me. Yeah. So far, we have lived in Europe and Southeast Asia with nearly 30 more years left in his career. Now, here is the problem. We are preparing to move to the worst possible city, Miami.
Oh my God.
How about this?
Oh my God.
That's where ICE is from.
How about this? He works in diplomatic security, and we are moving to the regional security office there. I don't think he should have told us all that information, do you? I think he should have just said we're moving to Miami. I really don't
think this writer is
I really
so
don't think he should have
right
said that. But, you know, that's give, you're not very secure for somebody whose husband works in security.
I just say, in all my days, I have never heard Miami being listed as one of the worst cities ever.
All right, well, just calm down till we get
I'll
through
listen,
the
I'll
letter,
listen,
okay?
Okay?
You don't have to give your answer before we have the whole question.
You're right, you're right.
As a spouse, I signed up to see the world and represent our country on planning committees for events and hosting. At our current posting, I work in the ambassador's office, which is a real honor as a spouse. But now we're moving to Cocaine Town, USA. Honestly, I would, my God, I didn't read this letter before. Yeah, it gets worse. Get ready. I would rather have chlamydia than spend the next 2 years in Miami.
Okay, well, chlamydia is easy. You take a pill, he takes a pill, and you're out of it, okay? So
that's true. That's like having a headache.
You'd rather,
yeah, exactly.
You'd rather have chlamydia than a toothache. Yeah, exactly. If I follow my husband to that terrible, vapid city, look who's vapid here, Mr. I work in the ambassador's office, and that's what makes me important. I wouldn't be able to find a better job with nearly as much prestige. Well, okay. And I still won't be close to my family in my small West Coast hometown. I am thinking of moving into my sister's basement so I can, this is outrageous, so I can spend more time with her four children and my parents who are getting up there in age, 70 and 67. That's not very old. Excuse me.
Mm-mm.
Unless they have health issues. Yes, that would mean 2 years away from my husband, but I wouldn't have to live in the city where people smoke bath salts and then eat a stranger's face off.
That's not Miami.
That was one homeless person.
And right.
It wasn't a homeless person. It was a teenager. And I believe in it. It was in about Palm Beach Gardens or something. I don't think it was in Miami.
I thought stuff happens in like Floribama or something.
No. This was Dante. Look it up. And if you're looking for a keyword, put in garage. Because he happened into the garage and the guy was working on his car or something. And then he ate his face off. But
I'm
anyway.
The homeless person.
What I'm telling you, it was a teenager.
Not that it makes it better, but I'm just like.
No, it was a teenager from around the corner.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
What should I do? Anonymous. Thanks. Thanks. And then it says, the diplomatic spouses are so chatty, they would know who I am, even if I just used my first name. Well.
This is funny.
What do you mean, what should you do? Okay, let's get into it here. It was Miami, says Dante. Dante, I need a little more information. Am I right that it was a teenager?
But I said, what do you have to say?
Homeless
to
man. Dante, homeless man. Come on, do a lot tougher Google than that.
It was That's a homeless not, man. I knew no.
not Well, you know what? He didn't say homeless boy.
In fairness, it's Florida. It probably happened in more than one place.
Just to give you, I'm so Miami that I literally have like a Miami necklace like that I rock. I don't know
so
if you guys can
gorgeous.
See it.
So we've come to the right place.
Yeah. So I've got the deets. Well, first off, I'm like, it's funny because actually my tía abuelo was a diplomat and worked like in this stuff, like in Palm Beach. So like,
okay,
yeah. I'm like, and so like, it's, I actually kind of understand that world. That
multiple
she's
perspectives.
In.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I understand that world. I'm also from Miami. I would say one, it's definitely not the worst city to live in.
Wow.
Our traffic is crazy. Like,
yeah,
and
it's gotten
drivers.
Worse too. Yeah.
Like, we've gotten yeah. worse drivers, but yeah. I mean, I drive in LA and it's crazy here too. But I think that she's like exaggerating. It's not like she's going to the middle of nowhere, like some like, and no shade to a little small town in like Iowa or whatever,
yeah.
where there's, you know, 1200 people in your town or whatever. But like, Miami's so big and there's so many different parts that you could explore and like make friends, and there's so many different things to do, but I think she's going overboard here.
Now, I was gonna say Miami. Oh, please, Rana,
I have to just clarify two things. I'm gonna look yes. very quickly. Okay. I think A, this letter is from a man, and okay. B, I think they have I thought there was something where they lived in Miami before.
Oh,
so that they've already lived in Miami and they were doing it again.
I just feel like it's changed so much, like in the past few years. Like, I hate the word woke, but it has gotten so much like woker. Like, I literally was there in May in the weekend of Mother's Day this year, and it's weird to like.
In what way? Like, what was it before? Was it just the same sort of?
Yeah, and then I have an update after we go through that. I have an update.
I mean, I it's just, you know, there's. It sucks because it's always said, it's always like, oh, it's only Republican, conservative, old Cubans. And it's not. There's a really young generation. And the thing is that right. like, no shade, but the Trumpies are in their later 70s or 80s
dinosaurs.
Right now.
Yeah.
And like, I don't know how they're dying. Like, I don't know. Like, they're just like, or they're leaving Miami. So it's like such a cool young. It's like, and then there's also like a really cool arts renaissance just kind of like happening there. There's
well, that's the other thing. There's Art Basel.
I know, Miami. Which is the most exciting art festival like every year.
Here's the thing about Miami. I will say this in fairness, and this person works in politics, sort of.
Exactly.
They're not supposed to be political. They work in government. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So. Strangely, during the pandemic, and look, I'm not happy anybody has to deal with Ron DeSantis. I'm not happy. Right. There's, again, for me, Florida could fall into the ocean, truly.
Rana. Yeah.
It could.
Most
Florida and Canada should get married and drive each other crazy. That's
but
my
Ron,
opinion.
Rana, can I tell you something, though?
Yeah.
Miami's not part of Florida. It's just
I understand.
Miami.
That's right.
It's
one of those places.
We do not identify.
But I do believe when you go to Miami.
Yeah.
Miami, first of all, is such an international city.
Yeah.
And it's such a fascinating place because if you travel around this country, it's one of those places where you say, this is America too. That there
I know,
are all
right,
these
it's like Hawaii
places,
in that way, yeah.
Yes, where you're like, wow, this is America. It's so fascinating.
Yeah.
This is America. Colorado is America. I mean, it's the reason this country is, you know, can't get itself together. But Miami is an incredibly international city. And on top of that, I hate to say it, but because of the pandemic, all of the major New York restaurants have started opening outposts in Miami because they were following the business because DeSantis, who's an absolute garbage person.
Disgusting.
There were no rules. And so everybody moved down there and all the money traveled down there. And all that means, as much as it's a bit of a property values are going to go up, the rich are going to get richer. There's all those problems. But the good part of that is it means people are investing in the local economy. There's going to be even more restaurants, even more hotels, even more art festivals.
Yeah.
At Basel, Miami is a real, I mean, it's incredible for a guy who's interested in culture and this and that. That's our first thing we have to say, which is we have to defend Miami.
Miami is like one of a handful of like signature American cities that has a culture and character and has real beauty to it. Obviously, like any major city, there are parts that are not, but it's a gorgeous place and it's full of, like you said, art, culture, food and food, you know, just incredible, gorgeous.
And the way people dress in Miami.
Yeah.
And the and if you have the means to live near the beach, that boardwalk. I mean, again, I haven't been to Miami since the pandemic happened, but it's an absolutely beautiful place to be temporarily.
I was going to say that Miami is one of those places, too, that the first time you go, you never really go to the cool part. You go to Times Square. You know what I mean? Like, you're at South Beach or something. Exactly. Yeah. And so it's like when people go to LA and go to the Sunset Strip, it's like, or the Hollywood Walk of Fame, where you're like, well, that, but that's not really, I get why you'd hate LA if that's all you saw. You know?
I definitely think, like, too, like, even like places like Calle Ocho, which is like, it's 8th Street, but Calle Ocho is like a big street, like Santa Monica Boulevard or Hollywood, like that. But for us, it's Calle Ocho, 8th Street. And like in Little Havana, like, it's, again, it used to be super just like, and I hate that, like, it's kind of somewhat gentrifying, but it's bringing money into that neighborhood and those people need that money. And like, they're just little rinky dink, like restaurants and like guayabera shops. And like, now tourists are coming and, you know, excited to go to this like new spot called Ball and Chain, because it's like kind of like looking like Cuba in the 50s or whatever. And, you know, I don't know. I just feel like there's so many different things you could do.
Now I have an update.
Okay.
Which is, I thought I knew this letter. So this letter, this guy wrote to us in February.
Oh.
And then he wrote to us again a week or two ago. Okay. So I, if you'll permit me, I'm going to read you the February letter as well.
Go for it.
To give people a little bit more context. Okay. And I think I'm within my rights to do that, Brian, because he did send the letter.
Okay. Well,
if you know what really, I mean.
If you feel that way, Rana, we'll talk offline about what you did today.
Well, okay. Dear Rana, Brian with a capital Y, which I shouldn't have even told you now that you've given me this attitude, and fabulous guest. This is the February letter. I'm in a little bit of a dilemma. Yeah. My husband works for the U.S. State Department, and we move every 2 or 3 years to a different regional office. I like our current posting, where I have a fulfilling and challenging job where I make a real impact in the embassy. I don't love it here, though, as it's always hot and humid, and I would much rather be enjoying winter in Marblehead or any other fabulous place with snow.
Winter in Marblehead. Oh, okay.
This is from February. But this guy, I mean, comfort, whatever. I mean, whatever they need. Our first posting was
Miami. Whose favorite place is Massachusetts in the winter? Like, what is this?
Well, it's very pretty, Brian.
No, it is. I know, but like, it's freezing.
It's so cold.
I know.
I can't.
Our first posting was Miami, where my husband would travel to our embassies in Central and South America every week. Yeah, I hated it. This is from a man, by the way.
Okay.
Visiting Florida for a long weekend or a week-long winter getaway is one thing, but having to live there is totally different. I had a job there, but it was not great. We had 2 great tours in other countries. He did the same work, and I had worked supporting U.S. foreign assistance in one country, and in the other worked in the ambassador's office. Now we are waiting to find out where we will move to this year, and it looks like we are going to get screwed over and sent back to Miami. I don't think I can do another 2 years there. I can't imagine that I will find a more interesting job after drafting the ambassador's message to the Queen Mother for her birthday, or planning a reception for newly elected members of parliament after many years of a junta government. If we get sent to Miami, I would like to spend those 2 years living with my family in the Western U.S. after so much time abroad. My husband fears that would be difficult on our marriage, which is already in a COVID-stressed place. I think after 5 years abroad, being home would be great for my relationship with my whole extended family. After all, I did give up my career to follow him around the world, not to be stuck in Miami. What should I do? Many thanks for the wonderful advice.
Cannot move away from your partner for 2 years. That's crazy.
I forgot about that part when we were talking earlier. And I'm like, that's... Yeah.
Forget, we've already defended Miami. We've already said that Miami has changed. We've already said that Miami is an international city that is emerging into a new moment and a new personality now.
By the way, your extended family would probably love to visit.
That it's not, but it's not the place that you left whenever that was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
So we've already said, give it a break. Give Miami a chance.
Yeah.
But what we really need to address is the mechanics of this relationship.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I also would like, I'm like, it's funny that I'm defending to live in Miami when I tell everybody I would never go back and live there.
Right. Right. Sure,
personally.
Sure.
But like,
but it's that's 2 years. You're not talking about making your whole life there.
Exactly. Like if somebody was like, oh, you're going to be filming something for a year, I'd be like, oh, that's fine. That's great. Whatever. But like, I understand that. But the relationship.
What
part,
if they sent them to Belgrade?
Yeah.
Yugoslavia.
Yeah, right. Pat, exactly.
Well, not like, Yugoslavia, but you understand what I'm saying.
Sure, sure, yeah, sure.
The former
sure.
Yugoslavia. What yes. if they sent them to anywhere?
Yeah.
The South
Miami,
Pole.
Miami, by the way, you are so close to anything in the Northeast if you want that Boston winter. You're a hop, skip, and a jump away on an airplane. Mm-hmm. You are so close to Europe from Miami.
So like, forget about Miami, Brian. What's right. going on in this relationship?
Yeah, I don't know. But 2 years is not going to, it would not work for me.
Mm-mm.
Go and spend a month there, whatever. Have them come out to you. But 2 years is what I think you want is out.
Of the relationship.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. They should have some couples therapy sessions, honestly, because it seems like if he's already saying that they had like pandemic, like, issues like with it, like, you know, tension or whatever within their relationship already. Like, I feel like this is just going to be the icing on the cake.
Everyone has pandemic tension. Okay. So that's fine. But if you don't try to move through it, as you're saying, with either couples therapy or something else, this is your nervous system sending you a message, by the way. You want to go live in your parents' basement for 2 years? That's what you're telling me? Because why? Because you want to go to your niece's basketball game? I mean, I'm not saying that you can't have important, that you haven't sacrificed and that you can't have important relationships with people in your life that you care about, that you love, and you've missed out on them growing up, et cetera, et cetera. But you chose a certain partner in a certain life. Mm-hmm. And if that is not what you want anymore, and you resent the fact that everything is organized around this other person's job and career to the degree that you're thinking about moving into your parents' basement, who are not very old, by the way, unless they have health issues.
Sure.
Yeah.
You need to think about what you really want. Is that what your letter is telling us? Is your letter telling us what you really want? Are you seeing these 2 years as an exit strategy from this relationship, and then maybe you'll go back abroad and you'll do your own version of your career? For somebody who thinks it's so exciting to draft a letter to the Queen Mother, et cetera, and work in the ambassador's office, explain to me how living in your parents' basement matches that level of excitement.
I was literally going to be like, also, who wants to like go back and live with their family, even if you have the best family ever? Like, aren't they going to, I don't know. I love my family, but they
go for 10 days.
Like
go for 10 days.
Oh yeah.
On the sixth day.
I'm done.
You're going to,
you'll say, I'm wondering if there's anything available in the office in Miami.
Yeah. Literally every time I leave, I mean, on my way there, I'm so excited. I can't wait to see my family and the babies and like the friends, blah, 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 eat the Cuban food. But as like literally, like once I'm on my way to Miami International Airport,
yeah,
got my cafecito and my pastelitos, and I'm like, bye, see you in a really long time, because my family.
You can go home and you can fill up that tank, and you can do it more easily from Miami than you can from Bogota or wherever you were posted before.
Mm-hmm.
But your problem is your relationship, dear, not these postings.
If you want your relationship to work, at the very least, you have to be based in Miami. You can't just move to another city across the country from your partner. I just I don't see how that would be a success.
But this is a two-stepper.
Yeah. Or they can live, like, they don't have to live exactly in Miami either. It's kind of like you could live in Fort Lauderdale or like somewhere else. I mean, again, the only place to live in Florida is Miami, because Miami's not part of Florida.
Yeah.
No, right. It's own city state. Yes.
I think you need to have a very honest conversation with yourself about the future of your relationship.
Yeah.
And I am absolutely not saying everyone in the world should bow to whatever their partner needs and do what they need. But your partner has expressed that he is not going to tolerate being apart. He doesn't think the relationship can survive. There are people that do live in different cities. There are people that live in different houses. There's all kinds of way to do a relationship. Your partner is a person who wants to be together.
And it would be one thing if this letter writer were, if he were saying, I thought I was cool signing up for a life like this, but I'm just tired of the travel. I want to have roots somewhere. That's a legitimate thing. But when you got excited about doing this, a part of you obviously had to know you were going to travel and to live in cities that were, A, not your first choice or second or third or fourth, yeah. that was going to happen. And I'm sure none of them have ever really been your first choice from what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can't, I mean, if you're sick of traveling, that's one thing. Yeah. But if you
He got a taste of what it means to be important and valued in a job, which is a wonderful, wonderful feeling and a rare feeling. And he has to give that up now. But those are the rules of the Foreign Service game.
Mm-hmm. It's like Army kids, like the like my friends out there, like we're Army brats. But like they when we talk about high school or, you know, things growing, like they have just rants, everything. Oh, yeah. Well, when I lived in Texas. Oh, but then when I lived in Europe, and it's like they've lived all over. And I'm sure like there was a lot of that they didn't like because they probably would make a friend and then like not have them. But at least like. They have these like life experiences that like I don't have because I grew up and lived my whole life in Miami. So
and also if you want to try and get your own thing off the ground, you can do it from Miami.
Yeah.
I mean, like you don't living in a basement isn't going to be any more career advancement for you than living in Miami.
And if you like being around fabulous people doing fabulous things, take that experience that you got working at the ambassador's office, et cetera, and call up Goldman Sachs or this person or that person and say, I was a cultural attaché in the ambassador's office to blah, blah, blah. And I would love to work with your office as an attaché to the city. I'd love to throw parties for you. I'd let that all people with money like that want is someone who has distinguished experience. I was Prince Andrew's butler. Now I'm going to be the butler to the guy that makes, you know, auto tires or whatever.
I probably
whatever.
Wouldn't name drop Prince Andrew in my application.
Right. So, well, it's the reason why that it's the reason why they're no longer Prince Andrew's
that's
butler.
That's true. Right. Yeah. That's
but what, but what we do know is they're discreet.
True.
But whatever the thing is, I was the ambassador's personal secretary. I'd like to be yours. Then they go to a dinner party, say, I just hired a guy who used to be the personal secretary to the ambassador of Colombia. Excuse me. Let's not, you know, there's something there. But the real issue here is that you and your partner are not on the same page in this relationship, and you don't like being the spouse anymore. You signed up to be the first lady, and now you wish you were the president.
One time in college, I had a drink in Miami that had a candy necklace in it, so he could do that.
Ooh, wet Willie?
You've never forgot it.
I don't remember. I never forgot it.
No, he never forgot the drink, though. You've certainly brought that drink up before.
Yeah, it had a candy necklace in it.
Sounds amazing.
We spent
way too much time on this question.
We did, but it was worth it.
But we had a Miami expert here.
Yeah.
We did.
305 till I die.
Yeah. 305 till she... And also, we not only have a Miami guest here... We immediately put her on the defensive. First question out the gate, defend yourself.
Well, no, I don't think we were saying, I mean, in fairness.
No, of course not. I'm joking.
Yeah, but Miami has a lot to offer.
Yeah.
I rep it hard. I'm a good person to defend it, even though, like I said, like I tell everybody I will never live there again, like unless like I'm working there.
No, but you don't, Miami's also the kind of city you don't have to live in. You can come, you can go, you know, et cetera. Anyway. Yeah. All right, deal. Next question, Brian.
Hi, Rana, Brian, and multi-hyphenate guest. How did they know?
How did they know?
She is a multi-hyphenate.
They're Brujas.
Exactly, they're
Brujas. We've got Brujas.
Thank you for all that you do. I love you. My only relationship lasted 13 years, and it ended 6 years ago. We got a wonderful dog together. His name is Jammies.
Cute.
And he was about 9 years old when we broke up. Since then, it has been Jammies and me making our way in the world.
I liked it at first. Now I don't. She's had to live with it for 13 years.
I didn't like it at first. And now
you
like
it. All right.
X and I have maintained a friendship in the intervening years. We don't live near one another. Sadly, Jammies is in his twilight and has degenerative health conditions. I wanted to give my ex the chance to visit while Jammies is still in relatively good shape. The transcript of
our
texts follow.
Here we go. Mistake number one.
Me. So here's the texts. Me. If you can make a trip out here for a weekend to take a visit with Jammies, that would be really great. X. Hi, miss. Hold on. What? Hi, Miss Jams and Franks, my cat. Oh, okay. So the X is saying, hi, Miss Jams and Franks. I don't know who Miss is. I guess the
Miss, maybe he calls the
Miss
ex,
is the
miss.
Writer. Yes.
Okay.
Hi, Miss Jams and Franks. Yes, exactly. As for a visit, I've been dating a gal more seriously, so I'm not in a position to do that soon. It's not been easy considering you, my limitations and other issues, but it's been going less bad recently. Me, thanks for letting you know. I'm happy for you. Please tell me if you need more space from me. Side note, I regret offering him space. I have agency and I can just give it to him without announcing it, and I have been since. X, no more space, and that's part of the issue, but always will be so. Adjusting love is really hard, but what I asked for. And then 24 hours go by, and then the ex says, go to this address for takeaway anytime after lunch.
Okay. Takeaway. What language are these people even speaking?
Takeaway was a bouquet of flowers and a note saying, I'll always love you.
Oh, my God. And she had to go pick it up herself, so she was right to break up with him. He didn't pay the extra $15 for delivery.
Exactly.
The situation's been confusing, and there is a lot to unpack, not the least of which is my anticipatory grief about saying goodbye to my dog. I'm working on it. I also wonder if X missed the point of my invitation. My question for you is, should I be more explicit that Jammies is going to die soon and this is X's last chance to see him? When I make the decision to euthanize him, X will not be invited. Or do I leave it alone? Your advice is much appreciated. Kiss, kiss, Missy. So that's where the miss comes from. I don't really understand this.
Oh, hey, miss is Missy for short. Oh,
right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, I want to reach through this microphone right now and throttle this person.
Why?
Well, the first thing she did was she didn't say the dog is dying. You should come visit the dog.
Yeah, lead with that.
So she opened the door. I hate nothing more than a miscommunication.
Sure.
The first thing you just assumed he understood the dog was old and you're inviting him for a visit. So you opened the door to him thinking you've just invited him for the weekend and using the dog as an excuse.
And I got to say, what that reads as is, I want to see you. If you're not saying Jammies is dying, what it reads as is, hey, Jammies would really like to see you. You know what I mean? Like that reads as
come
like,
for
I
a weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first come for a weekend.
I would think they were trying to hook up. Like that's why I believe, was it a boy? I'm like, whoever the
a woman wrote in, maybe
I'll just say man, whatever.
We've got a hetero.
Okay, cool. I
look forward to getting the letter from her telling me I'm not hetero, Ron, I'm bisexual, even though I sent you this letter. But anyway.
I'm like, I just feel like, if I were him, no wonder he mentioned his current girlfriend, because like, you know, I think that's respect. If I was his girlfriend, I would be like, thank you for doing that. But then also
I wouldn't say thank you for doing that. If I was his current girlfriend, be a little disappointed by the way he characterized the fact that he was moving on begrudgingly, dragging his two legs behind him, saying that he had to adjust his expectations and it was going less badly. I mean, come on. So you're going to tell me that Missy doesn't know that he's in love with her? Still.
She knows.
Yeah.
They broke up 6 years ago.
Missy's still in love with him.
No, Missy's in love with having someone be in love with her. That's what she's in love with.
She likes the attention.
I just feel bad for the dog.
Dare she not?
No, me too.
I don't care about these two people. I care about the dog.
I know.
But she didn't clarify to him. Reading this email, I would have assumed that the pat she didn't pay for us was the given, which was Jammies is on his last legs. I know how much you love the dog. If you'd like to see him, you should see if you want to come for a visit. Not stay with me, by the way.
If you would like to see him, go get takeaway at this address. And then you'll
and it's
leave
your
with the dog
address.
For an hour.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And then Takeaway? Is that takeout?
It is.
Some people do say takeaway, but takeout.
Usually in the UK, they say takeaway instead of...
Right, it's not a familiar thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Maybe they say it in Canada, too. I look forward to the correction. Darling, first of all, the two of you are terrible communicators, both of you.
Yeah. Couldn't be worse, to be honest.
Second of all, this is a murky mess, okay?
Murky.
The dog has lived with you for 6 years. That's your
dog,
okay?
It's your dog, yeah.
Yeah.
It's your
dog. That's not everyone's dog anymore. And whatever this incredibly magnanimous act of charity you were giving him to come see the dog for a weekend. Excuse me. You should have just texted him and said exactly as Brian said. Jammies is sick. I think we're getting near the end. If you'd like to see him, let me know. And then he could have decided what he wanted to do. Instead, you opened this door that now you're fanning yourself on a fainting couch. You can't believe this happened. That you accidentally invited him for a weekend and he has a girlfriend. And now you also screwed up his new relationship, I hate to tell you, because you opened the Pandora's box and now
flowers.
He's thinking about it. Yeah. Why would I be with her when I could maybe still be with her? Blah, blah, blah.
Also, like, why? You're right. Like, I don't know. My two cats, Meow and Muggsy, I got them when I was with my ex. And, like, when we broke, he wanted, like, one. I was like, you can't take one of the cats. I'm keeping both of them. They're mine. And then also, like, if any, I would never, ever, like, text him, like, about, like, because then it's like, I would feel like I'm literally, like, what's happening? Like, I feel like I would be opening that up. And it's like, no.
Well, the other odd thing is that they're still, she said they've maintained a friendship. Okay. Except that, you know, the truth is that he still has feelings for you and you.
And I don't know how good of a friendship you have if he didn't already really know the situation with Jammies. Like, for instance, my ex and I, he has the dog that we had when we lived together. It was just best for the dog and everything like that. We are lucky in that, like, we get along very well and he lives very close. So I'll take the dog on weekends and stuff. He'll stay with me sometimes, which is lovely. I would be really upset if something happened to Sherman and he got really ill and Derek didn't tell me. That would upset me. But Derek is in a brand new relationship. We have moved on from that. Mm-hmm. There is nothing there left. And we really are just nice to each other and friends and everything else. In this situation, this guy has not moved on from you. And
they don't live near one another.
And they don't live near one another. No. I sort of think if you are actually friends, he would have known about Jammy's health. And I think what you need to do is, because he's still invested in you clearly by the fact that he sent you flowers. I'm not saying you asked for that at all. He did that. But if you think he needs space, you have to just stop communicating with him.
You also could say...
Unless you want him back. I don't know.
Yeah, you all could say, I'm really sorry. I should have been more clear about Jammie's health. And I was just really offering you the opportunity to see him again. Mm-hmm. I really appreciate the flowers. I don't think we're on the same page about this. Yeah. But, you know, you don't have to hurt his feelings or say, what were you thinking? Or, you know, like, whatever it is. But
and
you
also that you would invite him to stay with you.
Outrageous.
Yeah, no.
But you would invite him to stay with you.
I'm happy
so
for you.
Crazy.
I hope this other thing works out. And, you know, that's it. Yeah. Communicate clearly.
So clearly. I think you just have to say what you just are thinking. Like, there's so many times that we try to be nice and, like, work around certain things, especially in a text, because we have time to think about it. But, like, the amount of times that I'm just, like, I just reply just as like an improv, like where I'm like, okay, it's the first thing that's in my head, boom, it's coming out of my mouth and right and texting. I'm like, yeah, people just need to hear that sometimes. Like,
and occasionally it can feel unkind, but try not to be unkind with it. But like you both said, you have to be clear, especially in situations like that, about what the boundary and the relationship is.
I couldn't agree more. And there's, you're not breaking up with him. You've already broken up. So just say what you think. Just say what it is.
Instead of expectations.
And also, you made the initial mistake. You are the one that was not clear to begin with and opened this door. It doesn't mean it's your fault, how he responded, et cetera, and that you should have expected this. But clean up your mess a little bit here.
Yeah.
Unless you need to investigate the mess because you like the fact that he's got a thing for you and he's holding a torch. In which case, not nice. Nice to have that feeling. Lovely to have somebody send you flowers and say, oh, forgot to mention I wanted to spend the rest of my life with you 6 years after you broke up. I mean, you know, it doesn't hurt to get a compliment like that. But the other person's in pain, if that's where we are. Correct. So sometimes you have to sublimate your own ego a little bit and say, okay, pull the Band-Aid off you.
Yeah.
All right. This is our last question, Diaz. Are you ready?
Okay.
Let's hit it.
It's going to drive me up the wall. I've got a short fuse today, don't I, Brian?
You really do.
Yeah. I really do. Have I been mean to people? Do you think my advice has still been accurate?
I think I think just don't like Raisa.
What?
No, I bring out the aggressiveness in everybody. So honestly, Rana, it's my fault. Like,
it has nothing to do with you,
dear. No, in a good way. Raisa,
I think it does. I hope you leave this podcast thinking, wow, I made an enemy today, but I brought out the best in her / worst.
That's how you want me to be remembered by one of our guests as a terrible hostess.
Well, no, but I'm just saying, I think that's probably it, that you probably just don't like the guest today.
I think that is so outrageous. How could I not like anyone who was named after Raisa Gorbachev?
No, Raisa is fabulous, obviously. But Rana, I don't know. Sometimes
people get under my skin. These are the kind of les that get under my skin.
These letters are driving you crazy today. They are. They are. Mm-hmm.
Because you know what the problem is? I always want to sympathize with the letter writer.
You
but
do?
Sometimes they send us letter. How dare you know what? You know what?
Well, now Raisa's bringing
you better
it out in
watch
me.
Your mischief. No, stop. Stop triangulating this, okay? This is your mischief. You're the maker, okay?
All right, fair enough.
You're the mischief
maker. We can blame Miami. I'm like, again, it's an aggressive
That's
city,
true.
And I love it. And it just gets everybody like real
We all
real
have
hot.
A strong point of view.
Getting our blood up.
Uh-huh, Miami, yeah, that's right. Blood muy caliente. Yeah. Muy yeah.
Yes.
All right, it is a little caliente in here. Dearest Rana Bryan and phenomenal guest.
No kidding.
I hope this letter finds you all well. I'm a longtime follower of you both and love hearing you every week. I'm writing in the hopes of getting some of your wonderful advice. My boyfriend and I have been dating for almost 3 years now. In that time, we have all gotten close to each other's family. I am of Italian descent, so my family is very close, whereas he comes from what typical Montreal background. He loves his family, but they are not as involved in each other's lives. So one's a WASP and one's a Italian, okay? Mm-hmm. Canadians.
Yeah. Sure.
Last year, my boyfriend was very disappointed when my family completely forgot his birthday. In their defense, dear. They probably didn't know when it was since they only celebrated his birthday once and we weren't seeing each other much due to the pandemic.
Well, yeah.
His disappointment is probably due to the fact that I always call my sister's husbands for their birthdays and get them presents, whereas they didn't even bother sending him a text. Here is my question. His birthday is coming up in a few weeks, 35 years old, and
disgusting.
I would like to avoid the same thing happening again. I didn't know our dynamic, our demographic was so old, did you?
Who, me?
It's disgusting.
35.
Yeah. Did you know, Raisa? Aren't you disgusted that people in their 30s are writing to us?
Can anyone be that old and still have problems?
I mean, jeez. You mind that thing?
However, I feel awkward telling my sisters and mom outright that he would appreciate a call or even just a text on his birthday. I've been casually dropping hints. This is why I'm furious. This is what makes me furious. I've been casually dropping hints in my conversation with him that his birthday is coming up. I'm waiting for a package in the mail. It's my man's birthday present. But I'm afraid it might not be enough. How can I make sure they get the message without sounding condescending? Yours truly. Please don't use my name.
Okay, we'll cut that. This is ridiculous.
Oh, I mean,
I guess I've never been in a position where I've dated someone's parents.
Oh, look who's getting mad now. Look who's getting mad now.
No, you're right. But I've just never been in the position where I was dating someone where I would ever expect someone's parents to reach out to me on my birthday. I just can't imagine I'd ever really care. But maybe that is, so maybe I actually shouldn't answer this because maybe, I don't know. What do you all think? To me, it's sort of like, well, why would they? Who cares? But maybe that is rude.
Okay, I'm very close to my boyfriend's family, especially because they live here. He's like from LA. Uh-huh. So like it's, and I'm come from a big family and they're Mexican. So I love like, I mean, every weekend we have someone's birthday or something, whatever. And I love that, especially during the pandemic. It was great to have like a family to like leave my apartment and go to. But okay, so this actually kind of just happened to me, which is funny.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my boyfriend's birthday was last week, and he doesn't care if would not bother him at all if nobody texted him. But I did text like on my thread with my sisters and my nieces and my mom. We have like an all girls like family kind of thread, and I was like, oh, it's Alejandro's birthday, like if you guys want to text him or whatever, because we remind everybody, because we're such a big Cuban family, that like my dad will be like, don't you forget, is this person's birthday today or whatever? And I'm like, right. Okay, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm like, I forgot, because, you know, it's everybody is busy, sure, and crazy, whatever. But I texted them, and I think some people texted him, but like he didn't even tell me, because I don't, like, he doesn't care. But right. I cared for some of them, because his family literally like got a cake and like gives me birthday gifts, like, mm-hmm, for my birthday, like all of them. So I don't know.
I think that's probably it. If you want them to do something to text him on his birthday, text them and say, can you text him?
Yeah,
happy birthday.
That's why I'm furious.
Like, just say it.
I can't get my car to start. I'm holding my keys in my hand and my door's unlocked and I'm sitting in the car. Yeah. But I can't get the car to start. Rana, how do I start my car?
Yeah.
I just want you
well,
to
stick the goddamn stick the goddamn keys in the ignition.
Rana is at peak.
I love
performance
this
today. There's something going on with her.
I'm bringing it out a little bit. I don't know.
Listen, I'll tell you, Rana. You don't listen, Raisa. Here's the thing with Rana. So she's now a coffee maven. And also just came out with a liquor. And so she's all talking about all these fancy friends in Capri and all, you know, in Cannes and all these people she's going to run around with to promote this liquor. And all of a sudden she has absolutely no time for anyone to put the normal problem. The problem she wants to deal with are like, why is their Learjet cleaner than mine? So that's what's going on. Don't tell her I said that.
First world problems.
Right, right.
Rana, I actually think that's partially true. These are petty letters that we got this
These
week.
Are this is a petty letter, because it's also, it's, yeah, just text them and say, tell them happy birthday. You can do it that day.
Yeah, that's what I do. The day
if
of.
He yes, wants
exactly.
If he wants this and he needs this and this is his love language and you love him and you want other people to say happy birthday to him and he wants people to say happy birthday to him, you send a text to whoever those six people are, who, by the way, sound like very lovely, lovely, caring, loving people who you show love to all the time, to their spouses and their children and they're this one and they're that one, and say, it's Mark's birthday today. Here's his number if you don't have it. Can you shoot him a text and say happy birthday?
And don't forget, you spell Mac, M-O-C-K.
Correct. It's M-A-H-K, actually.
Right.
And they either do or they don't. And if you want to draw conclusions from that, you're welcome to. But I bet if Mark got two texts, one from your sister and one from your mother, that said, happy birthday, hope you have a great day, he would feel very touched. He's a waspy guy that doesn't know how to ask for what he wants. He obviously admires the love that your family shares, and he feels a little bit excluded because he's not warm in the same way as everyone else. He's not open in that way, but he loves being around it. He's an introvert. You're extroverts. Mm-hmm. And so the gift he really asked for his birthday is to feel more included in your family, to feel more accepted by your family.
That's sweet.
That's all he's asking for. And it sounds like you're crazy about him. You've been together 3 years and it's going well. So help him get a little closer to these people if that's what he wants.
Yeah.
What do you mean condescending? Who cares? It's your family.
Yeah.
Hey, unless they hate his guts, they're going to say happy birthday.
I know he'd love it if you would text him happy birthday. Thanks. Mm-hmm.
Unless they hate his guts. And we're going to find that out pretty soon too.
That's true. And then if it's like a hard no, then that's a different story. Yeah.
But what is this eggshell stepping in an Italian family?
Yeah.
Come on. Did you text Mark? No. Well, text him now. I just asked you.
Right.
Okay. Done. Thank you.
Easy.
Done.
Peasy.
Easy peasy. Rana, I think you need a good Epsom soak.
Well, who?
With a cocktail in your
hand. With a cocktail.
With a Negroni. That's my new drink.
With the Negroni.
Right?
That's the new drink. The Negroni.
Oh, I like that.
Brian.
It's a Negroni, but
I have a drink together.
We do.
It's called the Negroni. And it reminds us of our vacations in Italy that we can't take this year.
Sure.
And so we'll bring a little bit of Italy to our contestants.
I know someone who works for Bulgari, the jewelry company.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I do actually.
You're just telling me that now?
Yeah. He's pretty high up there.
What are we waiting for?
Bulgarian name dropping. By the way, I know it is very name dropping, but it's so unusual that I have a friend that would do that.
Well, the least he could do is send us some green tea shower jelly for the guest house in Martha's Vineyard.
I bet he could swing that.
All right, go on.
Anyway, he was telling me that they do, so for like their big clients who spend like drop like $10 million on a necklace or something.
Yeah.
They do these like multi-million dollar events with like 8 of them where it's like an insane yacht. And then you go to this. And then they throw enormous parties for about 7 or 8 people because that costs millions, because ultimately they just have to buy one piece.
Yeah.
And then it's all okay. I had no idea that that was a world I've never heard of.
So like the casinos. Sorry. I'm they do that in when you go to the casino. Like
if you're a whale.
Oh, right.
If you're a big spender, you get the top penthouse like suite for free. And like, you know, they give you all these things, like literally like Tiffany's like stuff. Like they, I've had friends like that have gotten, they give them like just so much free stuff. But it's like, what's this called? They spend so much money there. They're spending over like $10,000, $15,000.
That the casino's not losing anything by doing it.
No.
Yeah. Wild.
Well, anyway, I'm so glad we had that conversation. And I'm also so glad to know that you've got a friend at Bulgari all this time. And
it's pronounced Bulgari, apparently.
And you haven't
Bulgari?
Oh. Bulgari.
I've been saying it wrong my whole life.
Me too.
And no, you haven't
Bulgari sounds so much nicer.
That's what I say. I'm like, in Miami, that's what they would say.
He says it's Bulgari.
Bulgari. He says Bulgari, but I say
Bulgari.
It's like Givenchy is Givenchy, not Da Vinci.
Not Givenchy.
Is Givenchy.
Well, no one thought it was Da Vinci, did they?
Oh,
I did. I mean, not recently, but yes.
I've heard so many different, especially with like my Latina friends. Like, I love it because it's like my like sister, instead of saying Nordstrom, she says Nordstrom. And I'm like, no, like
Nordstrom.
I love it. Like, she's like, oh my God, I got to go to Nordstrom. And when I went to I'm like, what is Nordstrom?
Nordstrom.
Like
the first
Nordstrom.
Yeah. Well, I used to say Hermes instead of Hermes.
Me too.
I'm going to leave that. I'm going to leave that right where you left it, Brian. How about that?
That's fine, Robin. Okay.
All right, Dia.
This is the end of the show. And this is the point where I do a quick recap of each question and we decide who we think deserves a little something that might brighten their day. Yeah. So, Rana, do you want to say what the something is, or do you want to pick the person?
I want to see what we're dealing with. I think I know who I want this week, but go on.
Okay, so we have the one we just read, which is boyfriends and birthdays. We have a ex misunderstanding about jammies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we have moving to Miami. I got to tell you, this is a real bunch of bratty letters this week. I don't know who deserves this.
I know. I mean,
what do you think? So, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they were all kind of like how you said, petty.
Yeah.
But again, humans are the worst. So I'm going to go with my girl with the dog with jammies, because at least.
Really?
Because she's having a loss. That's true.
Yeah, because my cats are my children. And so like anything to ease that pain would, I feel like. You know, the diplomat's wife, she's chilling. Husband, he's chilling. And the other, they're fine.
Some of these people are making up problems, but.
Well, I actually think the diplomat's husband or the security, whatever he is, the foreign service guy.
I'm dying to read that Nora Roberts book, by the way, The Diplomat's Husband.
Is that a book?
No, but it should be.
I actually think he's having a harder time than he's letting on. I think he's having a hard time in his marriage. And I agree with Brian that he has transferred this to the issue of Miami when it's really about what's going on in our marriage. So I think he's having a harder time. To be fair, I do think that the heart of that letter is a trickier situation than it appears. Okay, we're losing jammies. That's a thing. And then, of course, the guy that can't start his own car with his own keys.
Right. Forget it with him.
I guess we are losing jammies, a lifelong companion. So I guess we're going to give it to jammies.
Are we going to get her a new dog?
We're not. I don't know. Brian, what do you think you get a person who's losing their best friend? And also the admirer, because if she does this correctly, she sends that guy the right text.
I mean, I don't want to jump on Brian, but like,
please,
I like,
go.
Like she was going to get takeaway and she didn't get the takeaway. Like, I think she went in there with a hungry stomach.
Oh, okay. So you want to send her a gold belly?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, because I think food is like what you give comfort. Someone, right?
When someone that's a very nice idea.
Order a comfort food. That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. So we normally do a gold belly gift card. Gold belly. Do you know what gold belly is?
Oh, yeah. My friends with the Puerto Rican truck out here, which is so good. Triple Threat. They just got on it. And I was like,
oh, cool.
It's so good. Yeah. I just promoted them for whatever.
That's great. She'll order Triple Threat.
Yeah. And put some Puerto Rican food.
All right. That's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
But I said, what are your socials? Where can
tell us everything.
You?
Okay. My Instagram and Twitter are the same. It's at Raiza Licea, RAIZALICEA. And also, you guys can check out and follow our my podcast that is with me, Oscar Montoya, Tony Rodriguez, and Carlos Santos.
All stars, all of them.
Yes, yes.
That's they're a good
all,
group.
The boys are killing it. It's been a wonderful year for them as well.
All four of you. Yeah.
Yeah. And you can follow us and listen to a podcast at Spanish Aquí Presents on IG and at Spanish Aquí on Twitter.
And amazing. We're
available wherever. Wherever you find Rana's podcast, Rana and Brian.
That's right. That's right.
You can find
Spanish Aquí.
Well, it was an absolute pleasure having you on today.
Truly.
And you are, despite everything Brian said and how he behaved and et cetera, you are an absolute little ray of sunshine. This was a blast.
Gracias.
Yeah, this was so fun.
Thank you for sharing your time with us. We adore you and we'll let you know when it's coming out and you can spread it to all of your people.
That
sounds disgusting, Brian.
No,
as long
as
we're not talking about chlamydia, which again, is just one pill and you're done.
It's just one pill and you're done. People talk about it like it's like gonorrhea.
Should we send her chlamydia instead of a gold belly gift card?
Yeah, bottle it up and send her.
Or just the pills. The takeaway and the pills just in case.
Preventative.
All right, dear. Kiss, kiss.
Okay.
Oh, is she a doll?
She's the best. She's the best. She's so fun.
I think you're right. It might have been her fault that I got so vermished.
I mean, Rana, honestly, you really, listen though, you've been creating, you've been in the lab. It all catches up. This is really, it's like that moment right before.
Oh, you think it's
before.
Backlash from how hard I've been working?
It could be. I mean, and it's also that sort of thing where like, listen, you are Isaac Mizrahi in Unzipped. Linda Evangelista is about to walk out and something isn't tied right.
That makes sense to me.
Do you know what I mean?
That I can connect to.
Correct.
And also I think now that I'm starting to plan my, my trip that I'm going to take when we take our little break, I think that, you know, you're right. I've got one eye on the jet. And so if people aren't really grabbing my attention with real stuff here.
This
is, all right, but you know what, that's a good lesson for me to tune in a little bit here.
You're getting real highfalutin.
Excuse me. Sorry, still spending plenty of time addressing other people's needs, but I just think some of these questions is it me or them, and the answer is it's you sometimes.
This was one of those days. It's all fair, everything you said. No,
usually it's a little bit of A, a little bit of B.
No,
and
but
this was
like,
a lot of you've got to look and call me.
You actually hit it on the head perfectly when you said, I have my keys. How do I start my car? That was for sure the thread of the last question and a few of them, actually.
All right. Let's read our cliffhanger.
Hello,
this isn't going to put me in any better of a mode. Yeah.
Well, here we go. But you know what? It's not three pages. Hello, Rana, Brian, and esteemed guest. I love this podcast so much, and I'm always in awe of the insight provided by you both. I'm sorry if this is too silly of a question.
Okay.
My husband and I are in the middle of a years-long argument, and I'm wondering if you can help us out of it. It's so boring to keep arguing about the same thing. He has a terrible habit of... He has a terrible habit of skipping brushing his teeth at night. He'll maybe do it 2 to 3 nights out of 7.
Who would send this to me? What are you trying to give me a nightmare?
He always brushes and does mouthwash in the morning, but claims to be too tired at night or forget. I'm so tired of nagging him about it. He has a bit of a don't tell me what to do streak. So a reminder for me is usually met with some pushback and then becomes an actual argument, which just seems like such a waste of energy. He's never had any cavities, which is why I think he's a bit casual about the whole thing, but just ew, right? It's so gross to go to sleep with your teeth coated in everything you ate that day, isn't it? It doesn't really affect our sex life as we're morning shower or afternoon sex people, and I guess you could say it doesn't really affect me at all. So why does it bother me so much? And is there a way for me to get through to him that you have to brush your teeth twice a day? Mm. Or do I need to just let go with a his body, his choice mentality? Thanks so much, Rachel, fake name. Ew. All right. Patreon.com/AskRana.
This job never gets any easier, Brian, does it?
It doesn't, Rana.
It doesn't get any easier, this job.
Ever.
Just when you think you're coasting, you've got your own coffee, you've got your own adult beverage, you've got your coffee to help wake you up from your adult beverage.
We are Sisyphus.
And then it doesn't, and then someone just drops this in your lap.
We have pushed this stone all the way up the hill, only to see it fall again.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, I look forward to answering this on Patreon.
As do I.
And I had another fun time in the carriage house with you. What can I say?
F-U-N. Loved it.
Lots of F-U's.
Lots of F-U's.
And even an F-U-N.
Correct.
Negrana.com, AskRanaCoffee.com. And we can't wait. People are going to start posting and telling us what they think of the drink, et cetera, et cetera. And we're so excited to get your feedback, truly.
Yes.
All right, dear. What can
kiss,
I say?
Kiss, Rana.
Kiss,
That's
kiss.
What I'm gonna tell
I adore you.
Adore you.
Rani here to talk to you about the absolutely incredible app, Headspace. Now, if you're not using Headspace, or you haven't even heard of Headspace, I'm not entirely sure how you survived the last year. I mean, the amount of stress that people have been feeling in their everyday is totally unprecedented. And what could be a better cure than meditation? Headspace is your convenient dose of meditation, mindfulness, and sleep exercises to relieve stress and anxiety and help you get a good night's sleep, all in one app, making it easy to catch your breath and make time for your mental health. And it's one of the most science-backed meditation apps in the world, proving meditation works, pardon me. A study proves in just 2 weeks, Headspace can reduce your stress by 14%. 14%. Excuse me. That's not nothing. So what are you waiting for? Go to headspace.com/AskRana and get 1 month free of their entire meditation library. Pardon me. This is absolutely the best Headspace offer available, I'm told. Pardon me. I expect nothing less. So go to headspace.com/AskRana today. What are you waiting for? Come on, take care of yourself.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lori Watson and the co-host of Foreplay.
I'm your co-host, George Fowler, former firefighter, your couple's therapist who loves to talk about sex.
Woo, let's discuss everything about the best sexual techniques to building your emotional intimacy, which is really necessary for great sex.
We bring sound, concrete tools to reframe your relationship problems and learn how to fall in love again and feel desire.
Listen to Foreplay Radio on the iHeart app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.